owner.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
For 2A state tournament basketball from Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan, it's a Twin Valley League doubleheader as we head into the second half. And next, it's D-West Mustangs taking on the Chase County Bulldogs. Welcome back here to Bramwich with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by David Johnson. The D-West Mustangs 17-5. Perry Smith now in his ninth year as head coach. State championship a couple of years ago. They've had some fun down in Dodge, but it was a shorter trip to Manhattan. And now the D-West girls look to make another run and moving up to the Class 2A ranks this year as they'll take on a 14-6 team, a 20-3 team from Chase County under second-year head coach Clayton Happy. That is our matchup, and the winner will get Colgan, who again defeated Valley Heights earlier this evening, 41-37. So the field is set, Mound Ridge against Inman, and Colgan awaiting the winner of this matchup, Chase County and Donovan West, about 15 minutes from tip-off. Well, Dave Johnson, you know this team a lot better than me and more ways than one, obviously with a couple daughters on the team as well, but you've had a chance to watch in this season, so tell me about the Lady Mustang squad, and they get set to take on Chase County here today.
Well, my two daughters that play and the one that's the assistant coach were not happy that I was going to be doing the game tonight because they were a little afraid Dad might be a little too harsh on them, but exactly. Number one, it'll be tempo tonight. Coach Smith watching film with him and seeing what we want to do here. It's going to be up-tempo. They're going to try and put as much pressure on Chase County as they can. Had trouble with Linden's press in the sub-state final. Obviously, they're going to have problems handling Madeline Wilson, the 6'2 senior inside, a solid post, really a right-handed dribble drive, going to try to keep it on the right hand, keep her off the boards, but hopefully it's going to be pace and tempo. If it isn't, look for Chase County to hang around, and that's something Donovan West doesn't want.
You mentioned Madeline Wilson, the 6'2 junior, 20 points, 12.5 rebounds per game. This Chase County team started the year 2-2, but then they won 11 games in a row. They beat Linden in their sub-state championship, going 6-1 in the Flint Hills League this year, and now 20-3 in their first state tournament appearance since 2017. Two of the three losses this year for Chase County have come to Osage Cities at the 3A girls state tournament, but first state appearance since 2017 for Chase County. The D-West girls, well, they don't have a 20-point score, but I think what I like and what I've noticed about this team and talking to Perry Smith is that it's a team that has great chemistry. It's a team that's very balanced. It's a team that's real scrappy and plays well together. What do you like best when you watch this D-West girls team play?
Well, that's the thing with Perry and Coach Smith. What he wants to do is pressure, up-tempo, transition game. But the thing that they've really done a better job of this year is defensively, not allowing the dribble drives, not allowing opportunities for people to get in the heart, in the paint. And then they've done a real good job. Like I said, there's not been a dog, somebody we've seen, just like with Davis for Pittsburgh Colgan, somebody that's averaging 27 points. You've got people that can step up and hit shots. Emmy Jo Weststein in the sub-state semifinals hit four threes, really kind of helped us out against Jackson Heights when we struggled in the third quarter, played some big minutes off the bench. In the sub-state finals with Katie fouling out, they did a better job. Andy Foster didn't score but did enough inside to help boxing out, and that will be critical as well. With their size inside, you can't limit. We saw that in the game before. You can't give a team where you played such good defense easy second-chance points that sends you home and gets you into track practice early than you wanted to be.
2 years ago, D-West won the state title, won a Division I in Dodge City. They went 21-5 that year. Also placed third at state in 2021. Last year went 13-10, but it's a team that's certainly tested and been here. State tournament tested, and Perry Smith has done that at previous stop in Wetmore, now with the D-West girls in his ninth season as well. They beat Wabunsee, as Coach Johnson alluded to, 39-35 in their sub-state championship game. I looked at the D-West season. I mean, they started 4-0, 8-1, 12-2, pretty darn good, but then lost three games in a row. Now, since then, they've won five, but what did D-West learn a little bit maybe during that three-game losing streak that kind of got this team's attention and turned in the right direction to make a push to state?
Well, it didn't help when you have to play Centralia and then turn around and play Hanover and Clifton Clyde. In our league, there is no cupcakes. If you like sweets, it's not the league for you. So it's one of those things where we struggled scoring the ball when we didn't get in transition. And that's sometimes we get caught, like most teams do, when you're a transition team and you want to run. Sometimes you get into the half court and you're not used to getting ball reversal shots, getting two sides, three sides, getting paint touches, kickouts for three, when you're just so used to getting turnovers. And when you get into the state tournament where court's a little bigger, it's a little wider, we've got a bigger venue, you're going to have to really try. And it's great you're going to get turnovers, but we got to be good in the half court end.
You mentioned those losses. The DUS has five of them this season, but two to Centralia and one to Troy. They're in the state semifinals tomorrow in Dodge City. Hanover's in the state semifinals tomorrow in Colby. The only other loss to DUS came against Clifton Clyde. So it is a battle-tested team. It should be a great game. It's D-West and Chase County. And Perry Smith, the head coach of the Lady Mustangs, will join us when we continue here on our pregame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now's the time to buy a gun and security safe from Grant's Repair just west of Wathena. Stop in and check out their showroom offering more than 35 different safes to view. Safes from Liberty, Browning, Champion, Superior, and Fort Knox, with many sizes, colors, and accessories to choose from. Grant's Repair is currently offering bundle-up savings with discounted prices, plus you get a hoodie, insulated tumbler, and dehumidifier with every safe purchased. Hurry in for the best selection and great local service. Grant's Repair, gun and security safes, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. Online at grantsrepair.net.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back, Bramwich Coliseum. Justin Fluke joined by Coach Perry Smith as he gets ready to take the court here today. And Coach Smith, just want to catch up a little bit in terms of, you know, after the sub-state win, an emotional, you know, exciting moment. But what's it been like since then, kind of getting the girls just refocused and ready to make some noise now at state?
Well, we are. You know, it's an exciting time. Community's always excited. School's always excited. And it never gets old, you know. It never gets old. And I'm happy for the girls, but at the same time, they understand they got a job to do here to finish this up this weekend. And the good thing about it is we've kind of been there. So hopefully that experience really shines this weekend.
One thing that's a little bit different is you're here at Bramwich Coliseum, a little shorter trip, but are the girls kind of excited about the big Division I gymnasium?
Oh, I think so. You know, they talked about that. I'm kind of partial to Dodge, you know. So, but no, yeah, they're excited to play here, and it's closer for our fans and stuff. So it's a good thing, we're excited to get on the floor and see what we can do.
Tell me the best thing that you like about this D-West Mustang squad that you have. What is it that these girls kind of have? Is their kind of MO and what sets them apart?
Well, we're pretty gritty. I think we're pretty tough. I think we play hard, but we demand that. I've said all year long, I like this team. We kind of have what you need. We've got some good guard play. We got a little post presence, and tonight we hope that all shows up. But this is a gritty group. They play hard. They play for each other, and they're fun to watch.
Final question, what about Chase County? What do you know about them? What's going to take to beat them here tonight?
Well, they've got a good player, good post player, 33. She plays big. She scores a lot for them. Hopefully, it's going to be important that we impose our tempo in this game. We got to get it up and down. We want it to get up and down. And if we can get it playing our speed, I think we'll be happy with the outcome.
Let's go get a win. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate
Perry
it.
Perry Smith, D-West Mustang Grills. More pregame coming up from Manhattan.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha. When you need a tow, Davies Wrecker Service of Troy is ready and on call, serving Doniphan County for over 50 years as your trusted neighbor for towing, winch, and roadside help. Call 816-390-4312. Alan and Laura Winkle at Davies Wrecker Service are proud community supporters and available when you need them.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
For more than 40 years.
Welcome back, Class 2A girls, the last quarterfinal of the day here at Bramwich Coliseum. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Dave Johnson as we get set for Doniphan West and Davis County. The winner will get Pick Hogan tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Time now to meet the starting lineup. It's presented by Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. You know, every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts. That's what you'll find at Sabetha Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. D-West will be the visitors on the scoreboard because they are the number six seed. So we'll give you their starters first. It is 5'3 senior Brenna Eady, one of just two seniors on this D-West team. The other, Katie Johnson, a 5'10 forward. Also starting for the Mustangs is 5'5 sophomore Andy Foster, 5'6 sophomore Courtney Johnson, and 5'6 junior Bell Smith. A balanced D-West attack that we talked about. Courtney Johnson, 11 points per game. You have Eady with 8.5 points a game. Smith with 8 a game, Katie Johnson with 9 a game, and Andy Foster with 7.5. So all five starters averaging between 7 and 11 points per ball game for this Mustang squad. They're 17-5 on the season, coming in to state with a 5-game winning streak. For the Chase County Bulldogs, in their first state appearance since 2017, second-year head coach Clayton Happy. He will start 5'1 senior guard Avery Beyer, 5'5 sophomore guard Lene Rains. Also starting is 5'8 freshman Ava Wilson. Her older sister Madeline Wilson, a 6'2 junior on the inside, joined by 5'10 sophomore Maggie Peters. So it's Peters, Wilson, and Wilson, Rains, and Beyer for Chase County, who's got 20 wins against just 3 losses this season. They've won 11 games in a row coming into this state quarterfinal here today. Again, the winner will face Colgan tomorrow night. Just a couple minutes away from tip-off. Final thoughts, Mr. Johnson, as we get set for a fun one here at Bramwich Coliseum.
Well, I think any time you've been sitting around all day, it maybe is a little advantage to Doniphan West because they like to be up-tempo. Get into your pressure, get the nerves out of your way. play your type of game. The biggest thing is not let them get easy buckets. Give them some easy leak outs, easy layups, kind of give them confidence. And at the same time, hopefully you can get a few easy ones in and get yourself settled down. Biggest thing, shot selection, too, focusing in on the rim, bigger arena. Biggest thing is try to enjoy it as much as you can. The hard stuff done. The sub-state finals, that's a grinder. If anybody's never been in one of them or coached in one, that's a meat grinder. That'll take years off your life as a coach. You're here now. You're one of the eight best teams in the state in 2A. All you can do is take advantage of it. You're playing with house money. Leg has prepared you. Go out and give it everything you've got.
U.S. beat Pleasant Ridge, then Jackson Heights, and Wapungse by four, holding on in that sub-state championship last week. DBL having another state tournament success run. No surprise there. Hanover and Lynn girls in the semis. Centralia in the semis. We had Valley Heights losing by 4 points earlier today. And now the D-West girls try to punch their ticket to the state semifinals as well. They'll go right to left on your radio dial. Chase County in home white unis with red numerals and letters. D-West in the road blues with the orange numbers and letters trimmed in white. Hope you enjoy it. We're streaming online worldwide and free at MSCSports.net and on the MSC Radio app. We are underway with the tip control by Chase County. They go left to right as Avery Byers tightly defending the ball off her knee, almost into the backcourt. Edie going to get after it defensively here off the opening.
And Jonathan West is going to crawl up in their guards because they really feel like they don't handle the pressure well.
Byers got it right in front of us here on the near side. She'll dribble around the wing. Chased by Foster. Now a jump in the lane. That's Wilson, and it rolls around and drops. Madeline Wilson, 6'2 junior, on the board.
And that's what she'll do. Johnson didn't get a good close out there and let her ball on the easy blow-by.
Edie setting up the offense. Sends it to the left side. Now skip pass to Smith. She'll come back to the foul line and pass it out on the left side to Edie. Man-to-man defense by Chase County here to begin the game.
At the back door. Good catch by Courtney.
Tried to make a pass to Katie Johnson, but the ball got free, and the Mustangs keep it. 50 seconds in, their first offensive possession. Looking for the initial shot. It's a three by Courtney Johnson, and the Mustangs take the lead.
That's a nice way to start it. Now if Jonathan West is getting their press, they got too many people up.
Courtney Johnson, 36% from downtown. There's a deflection. Foster couldn't quite come up with the steal. They're harassing Chase County, who gets it to Wilson, and now passes across the timeline to Byer. Jumper from 12, off the rim, no good. Out of bounds to D. West. They'll have it up 3-2.
Exactly what you wanted there. They came down. Bulldogs took a 10-footer rather than attack the basket. Just what you wanted out of the press. Jonathan West trying to keep it out of Wilson's hands is basically in the middle on the press breaker.
ED 2.8 assists per game, just behind Andy Foster, who leads the team 2.9 assists per contest. Here's a drive, shot no, but a foul. And it's ED that'll head to the line where she's made 65% this season.
He got into the lane a lot against Wapungse, and that time able just to blow by on Byer that year, senior on senior, but Edie able to use your quickness to get to the paint.
Byer's first personal foul, free throw good. D-West as a team, 56% from the free throw line. They're averaging 50 points per game. Second free throw for Edie is a little short. Rebound comes to Ava Wilson. Madeline is the 6'2 junior that got the bucket for the Bulldogs, but now D. West is ahead at 4-2. They go down low to Wilson. Double team falling down. Did she travel?
That's a walk.
She did. A turnover on Chase County.
And that time, Jonathan West came to double. They pulled. They're going high-low, able to come off on the younger Peters. That time just got her feet underneath her. Good double team that by time by the Mustangs.
6:10 to go here in the first quarter. Foster dribbles left, now without the dribble, floats it to Courtney Johnson. Here's the long pass to Katie Johnson, sharp, partially blocked by Wilson. Al Smith harassing it, but the ball is thrown ahead. This is Rains in transition with the right side layup. Another sophomore there, scoring for Chase County. Ties to four, Smith at the other end, good, and the Mustangs get it done in transition.
Exactly what Donovan West wants to do. They just don't want to give up the easy layup on the other end.
Bell Smith with her first two, averaging 8 a game as a junior. Chase County breaks the press. Byer attacks the basket. The ball spun out, but a foul is called, and two free throws will follow.
I'll give Chase County credit. They did not show this against Linden. They're really attacking Donovan West pressure there. They've really worked on. We've got four people up. Edie's all the way back, and it's an automatic two-on-one, and Chase County has attacked at that time. Free throw missing.
Fire's got one more. She's just 43%. I noticed free throw percentages for these girls. Fire and four other girls are all under 50% free throw shooters for the season. It's been a struggle, and they missed them both here. Strong rebound by Andy Foster. The Mustangs stay ahead by 2 points. 2.5 minutes gone by. A little stop and go. Foster to the rack. She's fouled. She'll shoot two. Nice little stop and go with the dribble there, and Foster getting to the goal.
And she needs to. When we're really good, she's able to attack the basket. Chase County, not as deep. And so they're really going to try and wear Wilson down a little bit, getting up and down the court, seeing if they're used to our tempo or not. Sometimes it looks like they're in the game, and then in the third and fourth quarter, teams wear down.
Foster missed her first free throw. She's under 50% this season as well at the line, and our first substitution will not be allowed, not quite to the scores table in time. But if the second free throw is made, and it is, we'll get the substitution. Foster's first point of the game, and D. West off the bench, bringing in Emma Jo Weststein. 5 points a game, she could be a spark on the offensive end. Mustangs lead by three.
Oh, that's a double dribble.
And she knew it.
That's legal in the pros, but not in high school basketball.
Second turnover against Chase County. I don't know how good the Flint Hills is. That's the big question for Chase County. How tough was their competition this year? Two losses to Osage is at stake. That's a pretty good team. And here's a foul.
Got a travel on Weststein there. Got her feet. Didn't get her feet set on the curl shot. Wide open, though. Donovan West getting good looks. Just whether or not they're going to continue to not let Chase County get layups here. Now they'll just go straight man-to-man this time.
Only turnover against U.S. coming there. Smith defending well. Now Wilson gets top. Big girl shoots a three. That's no good. And a loose ball foul.
Got a hook and hold on Weststein.
Trying to get rebounding position. Emma Jo Weststein will pick up the foul. First on her, team foul number two. In fact, her team fouls are even here with nearly 3 minutes gone by. Chase County underneath their own basket. Ava Wilson gets it back. The inbound in the lane. Turn, shoots, top to the right side. Good rebound by Smith. Still turning. Sprint ahead to the offensive end. Mustangs moving right to left. Edie up top. Tries to penetrate. Keeps the dribble alive. And now sends it out to Smith. Smith giving a little room. Trying to float it down low to Johnson. Turns into the lane. Up strong with the right side. And Katie Johnson's in the scorebook.
Good move by Katie that time. Wilson will tend not to foul because she's got to stay in the game for him because she does so much for him.
4.5 minutes to go. Mustangs now lead by five. And then a little too aggressive.
Foul
Smith with that one?
Yep. Bell got caught that time reaching. Didn't need to. Kind of had him in there. You can already see Chase County grabbing their hips a little bit, not used to the pace of play, and we're not even halfway through the first quarter.
Smith's first personal, but she'll check out for a breather as Chase County has the basketball. Edie, great defense against Fire, almost a five-second count, but the dribble was picked up. Still great defense by the Mustangs. Now the lob in. This is Maggie Peters. They get it back around to the right side. Now a jump shot here on the near is good. It's Ava Wilson, the freshman, scoring a deuce.
Again, Donovan West got what they wanted, but then gave up the right-handed dribble drive. A little 10-footer fell.
Edie, right side, drives, gets off the window, plus one. Count the basket by Edie, and a free throw pending.
When she gets going like that, and she's not very big, but boy, she's got the heart of a lion. She gets in there, nice kiss off the glass. That's now two fouls on the Bulldogs point guard, and she's going out.
Avery Byer has to set team foul number three. Edie will get a free throw, and boy, not only is D-West playing aggressive defensively, but on offense, love the way they're attacking the basket. Free throw's good.
Get those jitters out of the way. Full court diamond press again, and the Bulldogs keeping the bigger player up front.
Ava Wilson brings it across half court all the way to the lane, then threw it out of bounds, way too high over Madeline Wilson's hand. That's turnover number three. 12-6, D-West leading. We're midway point of quarter number one.
You saw that right there. Out of control, trying to throw the ball up into the air. Press paying dividends again.
And with the point guard for Chase County on the bench, maybe the Mustangs can make a little hay. There's a long shot, missed a little short by Weststein. Rebound to Chase County. Up the court down the middle, it's Wilson. Now on the left side, that's Glanville who checked in. Back to Wilson for the bucket. Second of the game by Madeline Wilson.
She gets a day on that low, it's 2 points.
Mustangs kicking it out left wing. Johnson is tied up as we get a jump ball. Pass didn't quite get to Courtney quick enough. She got tied up. Mentioned that Kinsley Glanville, 5'3 senior off the Chase County bench, has checked in. Johnson will get a little breather here as Smith is back into the Mustang lineup. Have it on their offensive end. Andy Foster out to Wettstein, who hands it off to Edie. 12-8, D-West leading by four here in the first quarter. Approaching the three-minute mark against man-to-man D. Nice drive again, right side layup. That's pretty by Andy Foster.
Again, left free that time by Wilson. She was there, but she's not going to foul because, again, we've talked about she has to be in for them.
Reigns passes ahead to Glanville. Couldn't find anybody inside, so sends it back out to Reigns. Top of the key, Wilson, Ava. Long shot, no. Ball tipped by Johnson. Katie gets it to Andy Foster. Into the half court. The Mustangs up by six again. 2:40 to go. Foster looking to attack. Bounce pass over to Bell. It'll reset the offense here with Edie up top.
Wonderful. Showing a little patience that time. Good job by Bell Smith. It wasn't there. Set the offense.
Bell looking high-low pass. Nice give and the finish. Down low by Katie Johnson, and we got a timeout. Beautiful high-low. Great execution by Donovan West, and they've doubled up the score here in the first quarter. It's Donovan West, 16, Chase County, 8. And we're back in half a minute with the Schlegels Homegrown Popcorn timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you. Bramwich Coliseum, 2A girls state basketball, 16-8. Donovan West leading. We talked about it at the onset. No star, but a great team, and they already have five girls that have scored, D West, and now they get a turnover as Chase County stepped over the inbound line, couldn't get it inbounded against the full court press.
I think Queen said it best, pressure.
Fourth turnover already on the Bulldogs. Courtney Johnson returns to the lineup. Katie Johnson out there. Wettstein, Smith, and Edie also on the floor. Excuse me, Foster. Has passed a little high there on the Johnson to Johnson combo, but now a foul. That's going to be the fourth team foul against Chase County.
Two sisters not knowing what's going on there. The older one throwing it to where she thought she was going, the younger one going where she thought she needed to go.
Another substitution, this time Chase County will bring in Emma Morosis. First time for her, a 5'6 sophomore, averaging 4 points a game.
Once they lost their point guard, you can already tell Chase County really having struggling to get into their offense.
West has it on offense here, their biggest lead of the game. It's an 8-point margin. Edie is stripped, and the second turnover by Donovan West. Now getting ahead is Reigns. Shot blocked, but a foul will go against Bell Smith, and that's going to be personal number two on Bell here in the opening quarter.
Edie got tied up that time. Nice defense by Reigns, the sophomore, poked it away. Again, this is the only way they're scoring is where they get something in transition. They've got nothing in their half court.
Reigns has 2 points. First free throw of the night is short. Now 0 for 3 is Chase County from the free throw line. And Chase County fans had a rough day yesterday.
Oh,
they got dominated, and they gave up 97 points to Sterling. And now down 8 here to D West in the opening quarter. Still over 2 minutes to go, and it's second free throw good. Reigns has 3 points, 16-9. Mustangs in a hurry, into the lane. Edie, jumper left short, gets her own rebound, and then is fouled. That's number five, and Edie's going to get two free throws here with the Mustangs up by seven.
The pace is causing such problems for Stanton. I keep calling them Stanton County. Chase County is that they're not setting their defense. Adonathan West is getting quick shots, so when those quick shots happen, there's nobody checking out.
Free throw good for Edie. She's 3 for 4 at the line, now has 5 points in the game. So Edie with 5, Katie Johnson with 4, 3 each for Andy Foster, and Courtney Johnson hit the game's only triple, and Bell Smith has the other 2. Second free throw good for Edie. That great balance for the Mustang offense. They're back up now by 9. Against the pressure, Adeline Wilson gets it, passes to the left block to the younger Wilson. Shot missed a little short. Rebound batted around, and now out to an open range for 3. That's an air ball, and it'll be D-West possession. Yeah, Chase County just looks sped up. They just don't look comfortable. And credit D-West with all the pressure. That's not making anything easy for them.
Got a minute 40 to County, and Donovan West already with 18.
There's been 9 fouls now total in this first quarter. Nice cut to Courtney Johnson, who finishes. Little kiss off the window, left side of the lane.
Everything working. Chase starts chasing out to the wing. They cut back door.
Here comes Raines into the half court. They break the full court pressure. They've turned it over 4 times. Raines being defended by Courtney Johnson, the sophomore. Now passes off the hand of Wilson and out of bounds. Another turnover on Chase County. Boy, D-West has an opportunity just to put the hammer down here late first quarter.
And that's what you want again. They've had to expend so much energy, and they're still trailing by 11. And Donovan West, everything going their way right now. But things can change in a hurry if you don't continue to keep attacking, but being smart with the basketball.
20-9, Mustangs up double digits. Edie thought about a 3. She'll stop and find Johnson in the lane. Jumper up and in. Katie Johnson, her 3rd bucket of the opening frame. The lead increases again, and then a traveling against Chase County. Not only are they sped up, not only are they frustrated, their point guard's on the bench with 2 fouls. And Chase County can't catch a break.
It's one of these, it's everything that Perry wanted is happening right now, and Chase is just totally out of position. Could have been a foul on Wilson right there.
Tough shot by Andy Foster. Couldn't get it to go through the contact. Here's Madeline Wilson stopping at the foul line over to the far side. Phillips back up top to Raines. U.S. still defending player to player here, matched up with 35 seconds to go in the quarter. A 22-point quarter for D-West here in Man Happiness. Phillips on the left, Edie on her. Now Raines, wasted the dribble, near side to Morassis. Here's Wilson getting the touch, whirls around the defender, up and in, right under the goal. That's Madeline Wilson.
Double team didn't come that time and left her isolated on Katie. Now with 14 seconds left, Donovan West going to settle for 1.
10 seconds to go. Edie will dribble it up top and get it over to Weststein. Weststein dribbles left, passes out to Johnson, a deep, deep 3, no good, only had a 2nd left, but a great first 8-minute stretch for Donovan West. Lady Mustangs leading 22-11. They double up the Bulldogs in the first quarter, and the second stanza is coming up next after a 1-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Donovan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong, growing student athletes, just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina, online at JohnsonAgInc.com.
For more than 21 years, Pierce Heating and Cooling has been serving Northeast Kansas HVAC needs. Pierce Heating and Cooling, your independent trained comfort specialist, can assist you with residential, commercial, or industrial heating and air repair or replacement. Pierce offers annual service plans and financing options subject to credit approval. See Pierce Heating and Cooling for complete details. Pierce Heating and Cooling offers free quotes and estimates for all your heating and air needs. Visit PierceCool.com. Or call 785-988-4400 for Pierce Heating and Cooling.
It's hard to stop a train.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Second quarter underway. Chase County with the basketball. Down low to Wilson. Kick out. An open 3. That's no good. Great box out by Courtney Johnson. We'll reset the lineup here in a bit. This is Edie trying to pass. What a spin to the left and finish the rim at Edie.
Wow.
That's for the highlight reel.
It was. That was pretty.
Man alive. D.S.
I'll get that.
Up 24-11, and they do get a steal. Foster gets knocked down, and we got a foul against Chase County. Edie, Foster, Johnson, and Johnson, and Smith back in with two fouls. That's your lineup reset here at the start of the second quarter. It's brought to you by Sabatha Auto Parts, your Napa dealer.
If people don't know about the Diamond Press, it isn't the front on the traps that gets you. It's the back line people. If they're doing their rotations right, it can make it real tough on you.
Don't tell too many secrets.
Yes, I don't want to let that out.
Edie over to Smith in the corner, fakes the pass, takes the dribble, long pass
my.
Too high. Over Johnson, and Smith a little frustrated. That's just turnover number three, though, on D-West, and I got seven turnovers already on Chase County.
I've lost count. That time they went 3-2. They can't control a man, so he went to a 3-2 extended that time. Donovan West threw it away.
Byer, the point guard, back in with two fouls. Wilson almost did a bunny off travel, but she gets fouled underneath. This is Madeline Wilson, the 6'2 junior, averaging 20 points per game. She scored six in the first quarter, and she'll get her first two free throws here.
Well, that time Johnson, Katie, got caught on the high side, and as the pass came in, she didn't move her feet enough to cut off the baseline and allowed her to go ahead and continue to the left. Good posts like that. You got to move on the pass. You can't be slow.
First free throw good for Madeline Wilson, 61% foul shooter. 6'2 junior leading the team in steals as well. Knocks them both in. She's got eight. The lead is 11 for Donovan West. 1 minute gone by here in the second quarter. Edie finds Foster, but the ball's knocked free, and that's back-to-back turnovers on the Mustangs. Wilson brings it up, stops at the foul line, high off the back rim, hit the rim again, would not fall. Edie gets the loose ball rebound. Here come the Mustangs in a hurry from right to left, leading 24-13. D. West has not trailed here in this game.
The 1-3-1 extended. And this is where Donovan West has struggled against Jackson Heights. They came out in the third quarter. That should be a travel or a tie-up.
I think Avery Byers hurt. I think she twisted an ankle or something. She was setting on the ball, or maybe it's her knee. She's the point guard. She has two fouls. They're going to call a jump ball, which is going to be D. West possession. So I think D. West is going to get the ball, unless there was maybe a timeout granted. 6:26 to go here in
calling
the first half.
Calling timeout, I believe. No, they're going to allow it. I guess they said they didn't switch the.
D. West had the ball to begin the second quarter, right?
Yes, so they didn't switch the arrow. They're giving it back to him. I mean, they're going to get give it to Chase County.
No, Chase had the ball to start the second
they
quarter.
They did.
Official
timeout grabbing the ball.
Okay. Harry Smith's okay with it. If he wasn't up 11, he might not be.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a double team on Wilson. She's having to try to do it all. Now without her dribble, she flips it across the court. Byer stays in the game. She gets it here on the near side, and she is okay. Back to Morassis. Now Wilson at the right elbow. Drives lane line. Shot up. It rolls off. No good. Boarded by Foster. Foster weaving her way up the court for D. West. Now puts on the brakes, then flips it over to Courtney. Left side, power dribble up, and missed it, but got fouled. And Courtney going to shoot two free throws.
Good skip pass that time by Edie. They got caught. Their wings didn't come down when she was on the opposite block. Edie able to look cross court. Found a cutting Johnson. Now she's got to go to the line and pick up a free throw.
Courtney, 52% this season. Nothing but net on that first attempt. I still keep thinking back to that try by Eddie and just. Eddie in the spin to the left side.
That was pretty.
So good early here in this second quarter after D-West led 22-11 at the end of one. Courtney Johnson makes both free throws. She's now got 7 points. Edie's got eight. Katie Johnson has six. And D-West has doubled the score. Now they get a steal. No, it's a jump ball, but it's D-West possession as Courtney Johnson wrestling away that ball on the inbound pass.
Good anticipation that time. Chase County stood and Courtney stepped in front and tied her up.
Eight turnovers against Chase County. Mustangs have it. Under six to play till the Highland Community College halftime. Bounce pass into Foster. Dribbles across the foul line. Back out to Edie on the left wing. 1-3 in this game. That was Courtney
that's
Johnson.
A travel.
Here's a travel on Wettstein for D-West.
Wettstein started moving before she put the ball down there. Just a little too hurried there. Chase County's big up front on the top and in the middle, and their wings are really small, so you can look cross-court. Donovan West has got to be a little more patient with it. Ball fakes and shot fakes to get the defense moving.
Here's a drive by Beyer after beating the full court press. Wilson gets it back to Beyer, dribbling over to the left side of the court now in front of the Mustang bench. B.U.S. the visitors, the number 6 seed in their road colored uniforms here in Manhattan. Pass to Wilson. Underneath Johnson that time. Count the basket. Plus one. And a nice finish by Madeline Wilson under the rack. She's in double digits.
Again, Johnson got caught there, and that's one thing Katie gets doing sometimes. She gets caught on the high side and doesn't move on the pass. She was behind her and then fouled her as she went up for the shot. You can't go exacerbate just the bad defensive position and then foul him.
Team fouls even at two. Bell Smith in. Wettstein goes out. Free throw coming here for Madeline Wilson.
Is that foul on Katie, I believe?
Yes.
Did they call it on? That is. That's her second. Coach Jim Leatherman just telling him that you've got two now.
Both of the free throw and one. Good for Madeline Wilson. Gives her 11 points. Yeah, Katie Johnson and Bell Smith both have two personal fouls. Still over 5 minutes to go. Here's another three. Courtney Johnson, no good that time. Rebound tipped and controlled by Chase County. The point guard, Beyer, got it. Harassed by Edie. Edie almost picked her pocket. Now Beyer breaks the 10-second count. Edie catches back up to her. The Mustangs matched up man-to-man. Down low, another turn and shot up and in. Madeline Wilson has 13 and getting the Bulldogs back in it. They're within eight.
Well, she's putting the clinic on in the post right now, doing a terrible job of cutting her off from the baseline.
There's
block.
A tip, but D. West gets it back. Then Smith lost it. She gets it back. Edie on the right side of the paint. Gets it up top to Smith. Smith drives left side. Pull-up jumper. That's short. The Mustangs.
All hurried shots right now. All hurried shots. Jonathan West from being real patient to now getting real antsy against that zone.
A 5-0 run for Chase County to get back in this game. They've got the ball, and they go to Wilson again. Count the basket again, plus another foul. Smith and Katie Johnson are both there, and one of them just picked up their third, I believe. Harry Smith has not used a timeout yet in this
called
game.
Called it on Bell. That's her third.
Yep, Smith out. In is Emma Jo Wettstein. So three fouls for Bell Smith.
How the tide has changed here. Once they went to that zone, it's totally changed the possession. Chase County just exclusively going inside, and Donovan West taking outside shot.
Adeline Wilson, 4-for-4 at the line, back-to-back three-point play. Here's Wettstein on the left baseline to Johnson on the wing. Courtney looking to attack. Tough shot blocked by Wilson out of bounds. It'll stay with D. West. 4 minutes, 12 seconds to go. D. West led 26-13 a little bit ago, but this is an 8-0 run by the Bulldogs.
And you've seen it. Wilson's just standing in the middle. She's not even guarding anybody. They're really trying to keep her out of fouls. And then when she does go in, good drive that time by Foster.
And a timeout by Coach Perry Smith. Boy, did D. West need that
yes.
bucket. Little lane jumper by Andy Foster, her second bucket of the night. 28-21, D. West leads by 7. A timeout presented by Slagle's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We're going to keep it here at the 30-second timeout. In fact, Perry Smith calling his first one. Pretty emphatic. He met his girls about halfway between the bench and half court as he is expressing his thoughts right now in that huddle with his team up 7. It was down to 5 just a minute ago.
I would have met my post at half court. We're doing a horrible job of not getting over. And the other thing is, our guards aren't doing a good enough job of keeping pressure on the ball and the wings so they can't make the entry pass. They're exclusively coming to the ball to the right side where Wilson's on the block. Jonathan West has got to be starting to push her to the left side so they go away from her to the weaker side post. If they do that, that limits that touch. But you got to move on the pass, and we're getting caught standing too much. Maybe a little fatigue setting in here as a halfway point in the second quarter.
Adeline Wilson has scored 8 of her 14 in this second frame. The 6'2 junior getting Chase County back in it. Bulldogs have the basketball. There's a deflection, but Wilson gets it back. Madeline to the near side. A three by Avery Byers off the mark. Missed everything. Rebounded by Courtney Johnson. Here comes D. West in a hurry again. The pass ahead to Wettstein. Now without the dribble, she needs some help. Coming to get it is Edie, who leads
good
the
attack
with 8. Edie spins, but against Johnson, that's a tough shot for Edie at 5'3 against the 6'2 Wilson. Now the pass up, but too far, and Chase County had an opportunity in transition, but a bad pass too high over the head of Maggie Peters.
Great drive by Edie, but she spun right back into Wilson. She was just waiting on her. That time, if she just would have went ahead with her right hand, she would have had the layup.
D-West by 7. As mentioned, they had led by as many as 13. D-West was up 11 at the end of one quarter. 3:30 to go here in the second. Katie Johnson on the right side, playing a little catch with Edie. Johnson gets it back, looking inside for Foster. The ball tipped away and stolen.
Foster's not being aggressive enough inside. She's standing too much. And she, against that 1-3-1, your high post is the key.
Six turnovers now on D-West versus 9 against Chase County, but more turnovers for D-West here in the second quarter. Bulldog possession down 7. Fire to the left. Reigns long 2. Off the backside, Katie Johnson boards it. Katie will dribble and now get it to Foster. Mustangs lead by 7. Foster attacks. Slams on the break at the elbow. Katie to Edie. He'll dribble back out near half court. Looking over this zone defense.
Yeah, Foster's just standing in one spot. The ball goes away from her, and she's got to be coming up as high as she can come.
Backdoor cut, Courtney Johnson, tough basket. What a find from the left wing to Johnson on the right block. Courtney has 9 points.
Donna from West going to a little three-quarter court trap here, just trying to get things changed up.
Foster looks exhausted. I think you're right. A little fatigue setting in this game. It was a fast pace, D-West, 22
and
points.
We're coming out, and we have no business coming out. They haven't hit a shot. Why are we coming out on their guard?
There's a foul after Courtney Johnson has secured the rebound. Chase County again got it down low to Madeline Wilson, but that time she was too far underneath the basket, didn't have an attempt or a very good look.
That's
a foul on Chase County.
A lot of similarities between them and Colgan, the way they're just trying to pound away to Wilson on the left-hand block. Jonathan West has got to realize that. Foster that time got caught in in-between land. You're not guarding anybody.
On the wing, Courtney Johnson gets it inside. Foster kicks it out to Edie, a 3. That missed badly. There's two different three-point lines. It's a little bit confusing. A lot of players see that white line.
Good.
Here's a steal by Edie. Edie steals, goes right side, fakes, now shoots.
Yeah.
But she traveled.
He did.
Back
good
back steal,
but just hovered her feet right there.
Mustangs lead by 9. You got the college three-point line that's out there, and sometimes the players look at that one instead of kind of the temporary purple three-point line that's out there for this state tournament.
Yep. Now,
Perry
thinks we're shooting free throws, and they call it a travel.
He asked the other official if he called it. There's only 3 fouls on each team, but he thought it was a foul with Edie in the act of shooting. Katie Johnson will come out for a breather. She does have a couple fouls. And the first appearance for Kate Falk, a 5'8 sophomore.
Big minutes for Falk here.
Chase County breaks the pressure. Byer looking to get it inside. Defended well by Foster. Now a shot no good. Backside rebound. Follow no.
Good block out.
Tipped by Wilson, but Falk able to control it. And now Foster will bring it ahead. 90 seconds to go in the half. D-West still by 9. Courtney Johnson on the left baseline. On the wing to Wettstein. Now Edie slices and dices. Penetrates. Kick out to Falk, double-teamed, in trouble in the corner, and it's out of bounds off Chase County.
That's the problem with the young Falk there. She's got to be strong with the basketball, and Chase County got her in a trap in the baseline. Fortunately, they knocked it out of her hand.
6 sophomores and 1 freshman on this state roster for the Donovan West girls. Like Valley Heights, just 2 seniors for the Mustangs. Valley Heights losing earlier tonight 41-37 in a hard-fought game against Pitt Colgan, who awaits the winner of this one in tomorrow night's 8 o'clock semifinal. 1:17 to go till half, 30-21. D-West has it underneath their own basket.
Critical minutes here with Johnson on the bench with 2 fouls. You want to try to get to half having this lead and not giving Chase County extra possessions here.
Smith on the bench with 3 fouls as well. Here's the kick out. Open 3. This one around the rim. No. Rebound.
There's Falk.
Follows it in off the Edie. Miss triple. Falk with a second chance bucket.
It's always those people off the bench. You got to be ready. Came in, rebounded the ball on the stick back there. Huge points for the sophomore.
Lead back to double digits. Here's Wilson inside. Up top to Peters around the horn. And now Ava Wilson. Here's a 3 by Byer. That's short. His Mustangs get the ball. Andy Foster will bring it up. Nice find, and the layup good! Courtney Johnson in transition from Andy Foster, plus the foul.
I was just getting ready to say, will they hold the ball for 1 shot? I should have known better. Coach Smith's going to put the foot on the accelerator. Nice find by Foster on a cutting Johnson on the backside. Shoots it like her dad.
Got to get this lead up again. It's a 13 with a free throw pending. Courtney Johnson, 11 points already in this half. She's averaging 11 points per game for the season. The leading scorer for Donovan West.
I believe that's another foul that time on Reigns. Does she have three fouls? Two of their guards have more than two or three fouls?
Yep, just Reigns. Or Beyer. Sorry, Beyer, I think. Beyer just went to the bench. Missed free throw. Courtney now 2 for 3 at the line. The lead remains a Baker's dozen. Here's Phillips breaking the pressure. Morales now an off-balance shot by Peters. No good.
Oh, they got a leak out.
Foster rebounds, throws it to the other end. Good job by Edie to come get the ball. Edie now kicks out. Open three. Weststein in and out. Halfway down and coughed back up.
That could have been a big one there. That did everything but go down.
34-21, D-West. 6 seconds left. 5 seconds left.
Can't let 33 get a look.
Wilson does and hits it at the buzzer. Madeline Wilson finishes with 16 as the little jumper left elbow extended is good. And it's an 11-point game at halftime. It was also an 11-point game after one quarter. Both teams scored 12 points in period number two. At the half, Donovan West 34, Chase County 23. Our halftime show coming up next on the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and ready to handle all your crop insurance needs. With over 3 decades of experience, if you have insurance questions or are interested in a free crop insurance quote, call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency, 988-4245.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Need trusted legal advice? Parker Law Office in Highland is here for you. From family law to business matters, they provide experienced and compassionate representation. Protect your right and your future. Call Parker Law in Highland for a consultation. Parker Law is proud to support local schools.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years' experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, thank Stonebarger Electric.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Kyle Edwards for Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Along with studio engineer Captain Kirk Kilman, Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you here in the Octagon of Doom. Halftime score, and it's been more doom and gloom for Chase County as Donovan West started super quick in this game. They got it going on both sides of the floor in a hurry, built up a quick 16-8 lead. The Mustangs were ahead 22-11 at the end of one quarter. Had a big lead of 13 points. That was 26-13, only to see Chase County go on an 8-0 run that was exclusively Madeline Wilson. In fact, the 6'2 junior Wilson was the only player to score for the Bulldogs in the second quarter. Both teams got 12 points in the second quarter. So D-West still ahead by 11 here at halftime. But, boy, the way they set the tone and started this game has been a big difference because big lead of 13, got back to within five, but the Mustangs able to answer and kind of keep Chase County at arm's length so far.
Well, the good thing is you kept Katie on the bench with two. You didn't have her pick up a costly third foul. And then also Bell with three. That's probably the only turns. Hit free throws, 7-10. The pace has been where Coach Smith likes it, but you can't like what you've been giving up in the post. And that was something I was concerned about, is whether or not she was going to have enough to give them offense, which she's done, because we haven't done a good job of moving on the pass, getting her cut off, and making her hit tough shots. She hasn't hit tough shots. She's just basically catching it a foot away from the basket and putting it in.
That's Madeline Wilson, who leads Chase County with 16 points. In fact, she's got all but five, as there's 3 points for Lene Raines and two for Ava Wilson. And that is it for Chase County here at the half. They were 5 of 8 from the line compared to D-West, 7 of 10, as Dave mentioned. Only 1 3-pointer made the entire first half. That was by Courtney Johnson of D-West in the first quarter. D-West has 7 turnovers. Chase County has 10 turnovers in the first half. Again, our score, D-West 34, Chase County 23. Let's check the individual and good balance scoring offense for the Mustangs. Our halftime stats are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. See member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking, Kay Odler, and Michelle Callison in Holton, or visit any K-Tax services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff, the Optimized Tax Management Group. For D-West, they're led by Courtney Johnson. She has 11 points. Brenna Edie has 8, and then 5 for Andy Foster, 6 for Katie Johnson, and 2 points apiece for Belle Smith and Kate Falk. Get 3 fouls on Belle Smith, 2 for Katie Johnson here at halftime, but D-West is up by 11 at the break. The winner of this game gets Pittsburgh Colgan, who beat Valley Heights by 4 earlier tonight. Of course, Donovan West beat Valley Heights by 2 during the season this year. The Mustangs 17-5, looking to beat the third seed Chase County, is 20-3 coming into tonight. We'll take another timeout. The halftime show presented by Highland Community College. Close to home and far from debt. Visit highlandcc.edu for halftime. Coming up next, you're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
Napa Auto Parts in Troy is now owned by Matt Cluck and proud to support Donovan County. They have added lots of new inventory and currently have their annual filter sale going on through this Saturday. Come see all that's new at Napa Auto Parts in Troy. Good luck to the local teams at state.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and ready to handle all your crop insurance needs. With over 3 decades of experience, if you have insurance questions or are interested in a free crop insurance quote, call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency, 988-4245.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, Welcome back. We are at halftime, and the DUS girls lead 34-23 over Chase County. It was a hot start for the DUS girls. Again, a team that's been to state. You didn't expect them to be nervous or scared of the big stage, despite a different venue of getting to play here at Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan. But Chase County's first state appearance in almost a decade. Girls that haven't been there or seen their team compete, and that for DUS has been a big plus. Ahead 22-11 at the end of the first quarter and up 34-23 here at halftime. Obviously, big thing for DUS, besides avoiding some foul trouble, is defending Madeline Wilson. I mean, she's got almost all their points for Chase County. And Chase County in a little bit of foul trouble themselves, especially when Avery Beyer wasn't on the court, their point guard. They were really kind of lost and had 10 turnovers in that first half. But what other adjustments do you foresee, and what are your thoughts, Dave, on the second half?
Well, in the last part of the second quarter, Coach went to a 3-2 and just tried to get some more help inside. And we have to realize that, you know, they're not hitting shots from outside. They're really fatigued, their guards are, and they're having to really work to get the ball down the court. So when they do get in the half-court set, know what they're trying to do and take it away from them. Make somebody else hit shots for them. I'm sure they're discussing that at halftime. And on the offensive end, against the 1-3-1 zone, we've got to be patient for it. To the baseline. Andy's got to become a little more available in the high post. And when she does attack, guys have to be ready to shoot. And the corner people need to be looking to drive because their wings are really small. Their size is in the middle of the floor, but their wings, and on a 1-3-1, that's where your strength is. That's where your best rebounding. It's off a shot. You got to go get it on the boards. In the second half, you just got to play with a chance to, you know, we always talked about the first game, always you win the first one, you're guaranteed two. And not too many teams know as players when your last game is going to be. So if you can get by this one, you know you've got two games left and that's it. Sometimes that can relieve the pressure a little bit.
We were joined a moment ago by Caleb Gatzmeyer, his Valley Falls team, in the semifinals tomorrow. It'll be on sister station Care 93.7 FM as the Valley Falls boys get the crack at two-time defending champ and undefeated Mound Ridge. That's 2 o'clock tomorrow. Good luck to Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. I'll be here to broadcast that game as well. In fact, Donovan West girls up by 11 at halftime, trying to become the eighth different team from our MSC sports area to make it to the state semifinals. We started with 12 teams that were broadcasting on our four Northeast Kansas MSC sports stations, and Donovan West trying to get us to an 8-4 record with those teams in first-round game. Frankfort boys today lost a heartbreaker in overtime as they fell 54-44 against Central Plains. Hanover boys lost a tough one by 5 as well. But some exciting games as Silver Lakes boys rallied to beat Lakin 48-46. So Silver Lake girls and boys both playing tomorrow at 3A in Hutch. Axtell boys won big today by 20, 66-46. They'll be in the semis tomorrow evening at Colby. As mentioned earlier here tonight, Valley Heights girls falling to Pittsburgh Colgan 41-37. Yesterday's winners included both the Troy and Centralia girls. They play tomorrow, 2 p.m., in a state semifinal in Dodge City. So Centralia and Troy will be on here, 103.9 FM. Silver Lake girls we mentioned, and the Valley Falls boys we mentioned as well, set for play tomorrow in the semifinals. We're going to take one final time out as we wrap up our halftime show. Always a little bit longer halftime for the fourth and final game of the day. They have a couple of drill dance teams that always perform, and so we've got time for one more break. We'll come back and get you set for the third quarter. DUS girls trying to extend that season, as Dave mentioned, for two more games and get into the state semifinals. They're up 11 over Chase County at the half, and we'll return for the third quarter in 2 minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Napa Auto Parts in Troy is now owned by Matt Cluck and proud to support Donovan County. They have added lots of new inventory and currently have their annual filter sale going on through this Saturday. Come see all that's new at Napa Auto Parts in Troy. Good luck to the local teams at state.
Highland Hardware, for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more.
If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Need trusted legal advice? Parker Law Office in Highland is here for you. From family law to business matters, they provide experienced and compassionate representation. Protect your right and your future. Call Parker Law in Highland for a consultation. Parker Law is proud to support local schools.
Grain Belt Insurance and Troy is an independent. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As well as farm and crop insurance. At Grain Belt, they pride themselves on attention to detail, personalized service, and finding the best value for their customers. Give them an opportunity, and you'll see why so many are making the switch to Grain Belt Insurance. Located at 117 South Main Street in Troy. Call 785-985-2131 or find out more online at grainbeltinsurance.com.
Presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Second half just underway. Chase County will start with the basketball. The number three seed in the home whites now moving right to left. The ball stolen away. Great defense by Andy Foster. U.S. will move it from left to right. We'll get you the Sabetha Auto Parts read a set lineup. There's a drive and a finish by Andy Foster.
Great way to start the second half.
He got the steal and then the bucket at the other end. Mustangs up by 13, actually their biggest lead of the game. Foul trouble for both teams.
And that's what the guards got to do. If they're not going to double, they got to dig down on her so she can't just turn and go to the basket, and that time Foster did. Tough pass.
Trying to get it ahead to Courtney Johnson, but a turnover for the Mustangs. Their 8th one of the game. 36-23, D-West leading. They have their starters out there, even though Bell Smith has three fouls and Katie Johnson has two.
Closely going to Wilson down low.
Courtney Johnson, also Brenna Eady out there for D-West. And the ball poked away. It'll stay on that side of the floor. Andy Foster rounding out those Napa Sabetha Auto Parts starters here to begin the third quarter.
Katie's got to get dropped to the low side. She's just spinning baseline on her.
Trying to get it in to Madeline Wilson with a game-high 16 right now. And then the kick out, long shot missed. Katie Johnson has the rebound. Here comes Edie on the run. In front of us on the near sideline, trying to go to the middle, but she lost the handle. Back-to-back D-West
Katie
turnover.
Looks to take one here.
Driving all the way is Wilson around Johnson. Count it, plus one. And that's the third foul on Katie Johnson. And now she joins Bell Smith with three personal.
Need to write the time down on that. That could be critical. She's got to know she's coming at the basket. You can't give her anything. And a good job by Wilson that time using her left hand. First time all game.
And one again. She's done that three times tonight. 5 for 5 at the line. 19 points for the 6'2 junior, Madeline Wilson. Here's Smith trying to attack baseline and fouled by Maggie Peters. So one foul on each team in this third quarter. Both coaches have four timeouts in their pocket. Katie Johnson does stay in with the three personal fouls.
She'll play through this quarter. It's whether or not they can finish.
Smith misses a tough shot, but a good job getting a rebound up again. That one off at another board. Now Foster will bring it back out.
Missed an opportunity to go right back up against Wilson.
Foster goes up and gets fouled. No jump ball, they say. Sessionero going to keep it with D. West.
The only thing that's benefiting Wilson is she's a little bit longer, and she gets caught reaching a lot, and they haven't got her called for it. And that time she got a little bit of the arm.
didn't get called. A couple offensive rebounds already for T-West, and there's a tackle. Three-point takedown as Courtney Johnson got taken down by Lene Raines on that inbounds pass. T-West keeps the basketball, though. Here's Edie spinning. Left side goes up. Oh, it rolled off, but a foul.
Big foul on Chase County. Is that her fourth?
Was it on fire?
Yep.
I think it is. Nope,
third. Just third.
Yep. So Raines has three as well. A couple of the guards for Chase County. Free throw no good for Edie, who's 4-for-6 now at the charity stripe, has 8 points in this game. 6:10 to go. Mustangs by 10. Edie's next free throw is perfect.
Donovan West has got to tighten it up on the half court. They got to take away what they're doing well. She's doing a nice job. For a big girl, she handles the ball really, really well.
Full court pressure broken now. Baseline long two. That's missed
no
by
block out.
Peters. Follow no. A third time.
Katie Johnson just picked up her fourth.
From behind the shooter
yep.
that time. And she will have to check out with 5:58 to go. As Coach Smith will go to the bench, bringing in Emma Jo Weststein into the foul line to shoot two is Lene Raines. Raines 1-for-2 at the charity stripe tonight. First one is short, clanks the front of the rim. But Johnson exits with 6 points. 5:58 left here in the third, so probably done for the third quarter.
And what did we talk about in the Valley Heights game? The offensive rebounds got Pittsburgh Colgan back into it.
Both teams have had some offensive boards here in this third quarter with just a couple minutes gone by. It's been a long 2 minutes of ball, two fouls on each team. Here's a nice take, but a strong shot, too strong, missed.
And got to get the ball out of her hand.
Up the court, layup missed by Raines after Foster missed one for D. West. Here comes Foster again, trying to get it up to Bell Smith, right side, yeah! Bell Smith, beautiful catch and score in transition.
They do that every day in practice, those cross-court passes. And, again, a cheap foul right there, not
now,
moving our feet.
Bell just got her fourth. Is that on
That was on Smith? Foster. That was on
okay.
Foster.
Serious foul trouble here.
And a lot of time left in this game. Coach is going to have to start thinking a little bit about, and, again, this is Donovan West, understanding what's going on here. We got to play with our feet. We can't just put a team that's not shooting the ball very well at all outside, continue to put them at the foul line where even though they're not great shooters, you're stopping the clock and you're allowing them easy looks at the basket.
Foster going to set after picking up the foul there. Falk will check back in. 39-26, D-West still leading by double digits. Here's Avery Beyer.
Well, they could get her with a carry.
Three fouls, tightly defended by Edie. 5 second count still on, and now a foul. Did they whistle a foul against Edie? You can't really hear the whistles in here very good. And that's going to be foul number 4 already on D-West with still over 5 minutes left in this third quarter.
Putting pressure on and then playing without fouling are two different things. And Donovan West will be playing a lot smarter here. Doing a good job of pressure. Got to play without fouling.
Bounce to Madeline Smith. She sends it across the lane. Now the kick out left side to Barofsky. 5:12 to go here in the third quarter. Madeline Wilson directing the offense. No three-pointers hit in this game. Here's a try by Beyer straight away, and she hit it. First points, the first three for the Bulldogs. Avery Beyer with the triple.
Well, now Donovan West. Johnson out. Edie with the three.
Nope. Fighting the rebound. Nice job. Falk missed it, though. Courtney Johnson gets her second offensive board of this possession, and she's fouled, so Courtney will have two free throws.
Falk kept it alive, missed the easy one, got raked across the face, and Johnson, Johnny on the spot there with a couple rebounds, and I believe that's Wilson's first foul.
Yeah, they don't post them here. It's a big pet peeve
yes,
of mine in Bramlage. They don't post who the personal fouls are on or who has them, and it's so hard to hear. Of course, they're motioning the number of the fouls opposite court side as we are, so it makes it really challenging as Courtney Johnson is the first free throw. She's got 12 points now in this game. One more free throw coming as the Mustangs are up by 11. It feels like a lot tighter game. The U.S. has been ahead by 10-13 most of the second half, but it feels a lot closer.
And now Coach going with a freshman McCauley into the game.
Second free throw missed by Courtney Johnson, picked up by Lene Raines. Raines stops, pops from the elbow, missed it short, and the rebound out of bounds off the West. In position there, but Edie couldn't quite squeeze it and hold on to it with 4:39 to go, third quarter. Timeout, Perry Smith.
Big moments right here for the freshman and sophomore. Falk got hit in the face, had to come out, and now they're going to a freshman. Not very many minutes, so big ones right here in the state tournament.
Reese McCauley, the 5'8 freshman that Coach Johnson mentions, will keep it here during the timeout. It's Donovan West, 40, and Chase County, the number 3 seed, with 29 points. Our timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngift.net. Stay tuned during the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. We will pick a player to bank on. Player of the game brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Only game going on right now. We filled you in on some of the scores from earlier today and yesterday for our MSC Sports Radio Network teams and local coverage area. This is the only local team playing in the 8 o'clock game tonight. Chase County basketball, down 11. U.S. has 3 timeouts remaining. They don't want to foul because then Chase County is going to the line. Here's the inbound to Madeline Wilson, left side, and she puts it up and in. Defended by Weststein, and 21 points now for Madeline Wilson.
Over 3/4 of the points from one player. She's getting it anytime she wants to, and she's real confident inside.
Smith to Weststein, now to Edie up top, looking to drive. Tough shot, partially blocked. Coming over to help was Ava Wilson. Courtney Johnson trying to rip it away. Both officials blow the whistle. They're going to say jump ball, and it's going to the Bulldogs. They'll have it down 9 with more than half of this third quarter still remaining. You kind of wonder with all the foul trouble if maybe the Mustangs don't try to slow it down and just buy a little time while they have this lead?
It's not their style. It's not their style, but the thing of it is you got to continue to make them work and just make sure you make them make tough decisions. There we go.
There's a tip by Foster and a layup by Foster, and it's good. Foster has 9 off the Chase County turnover.
You got to dance with the one that brung you in. That's what Jonathan West does. They put pressure on. You just can't reach, though.
Still full court pressure by the Mustangs and a timeout by Coach Clayton Happy for Chase County. Not exactly happy at the moment as the Mustangs still lead by 11. And we'll take this. It's a full timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, think Stonebarger Electric.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong growing student athletes. Just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAgInc.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you. Bramlage Coliseum, Donovan West girls 42, Chase County 31. Full court man-to-man pressure here by Donovan West. Trying to get it back to the inbounder. They do. Madeline Wilson, who was almost stolen again by the Mustangs. Now the pass ahead to Avery Beyer. Chase County will set up half-court offense. Beyer hit the Bulldogs' first 3 of the night a moment ago. 3:45 to go. We're in the third quarter.
Trying to keep the ball. Got a travel call. Donovan West has just got to be smart with it. The Bulldogs just don't do a good job with their guard. Understanding, number one, they're not great ball handlers, and two, they don't understand the passing angles when they do get Wilson there, and they're just a turnover waiting to happen. If they'll just play solid defense, they can make them hit tough shots. But if they start reaching and gambling, that's when the Bulldogs have made them play with getting it into Wilson.
12 turnovers now against Chase County. Edie drives and kicks it out to Smith. Smith playing with 3 fouls. Katie Johnson on the Mustang bench with 4 personal. 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. Back up top. Smith leans into a 3. Got it! Bingo for Bell, her first triple of the game.
Big three back shot.
Stolen away by Foster. Layup miss. Smith rebound. Scores.
How fastly they can turn it.
Bell Smith, 5 points. And now here's another deflection. Madeline Wilson gets this one back. D. West is up 16. Here's Wilson, the jumper right side. No. Great box out by Courtney Johnson. Here come the Mustangs. Pedal to the metal. Courtney. Over to a 3 for Weststein. Too strong. Rebound tipped, and this time Chase County has it. 5 straight points there by Bell Smith, the 3, the steal, and the layup to give Key West their biggest lead of the night. Here's a drive and a little bump, and they're going to call that a foul. It's on Edie, and it's team foul number 5, putting Chase County at the line.
Well, and now you got to give Byer a lot of credit that time. She went seeking for contact that time. That's the 3rd on Edie. And again, we're trying to put pressure, but at the same time, then we're fouling, and that's not putting us in good situations, even though they struggle at the free throw line.
First free throw, Avery Byer, 0 for 2 tonight, and now 0 for 3.
Forget everything I just said.
That one clanked off the right side. Well, Madeline Wilson's 5 for 5 at the line. The rest of the Chase County team, 1 for 8.
Exactly.
Just don't foul Wilson. This one is good. 4 points now for Avery Byer here in this game. It's 47-32. Here's Bell Smith starting to heat up offensively. Had it knocked away, but gets it back and out to Foster it goes. Andy Foster with 2 fouls. Edie with 3. Smith with 3. Katie Johnson has 4 fouls. We approach the 2-minute mark here in the 3rd period.
Get yourself going side to side. Make them work. You're not taking your foot off the gas, but you're looking for good shots.
Everybody catching their breath a bit. Now Smith drives high off the glass, missed it with the left hand. Rebound to Madeline Wilson, the 6'2 junior, flat-footed, had it come right to her. Under 2 to go here in the 3rd quarter. 15-point D-West lead. Pittsburgh Colgan awaits the winner. Nice pass to the baseline and the finish by Raines. At that time, Madeline Wilson at the high post found the cutter for the open layup.
Courtney got caught watching the post that time, and they beat her on a back door.
Raines has 5 points for the Bulldogs, who are down to Baker's dozen. Courtney drives, tough shot over Wilson, got it to go. Courtney Johnson taking it right at the center. She's got 14. Raines into the half court, over to Wilson, who almost walked with it. Now the shot off the glass, missed badly. Edie pushing it ahead. She's got Courtney Johnson on the left. Layup, good! Courtney Johnson with the left hand. And Jonathan West is dominating. In transition.
I don't understand, again, Chase County not familiar with this pace, but you can see it. They're just, all their shots are hurried unless Wilson touches the ball.
Everybody kind of stopped there for a moment. They leave alone, and that is...
And they are gassed.
Timeout. 2 timeouts, all that's left for Chase County. 51-34, the D-West girls lead by 17 as they show the replay. Edie another dime, Courtney Johnson another deuce. She's got 16, and we've got a timeout with D West up 17 in Manhattan. Final minute of the 3rd quarter next here on MSC Sports and KNZA.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
When you need a tow, Davies Record Service of Troy is ready and on call. Serving Doniphan County for over 50 years as your trusted neighbor for towing, winch, and roadside help. Call 816-390-4312. Alan and Laura Winkle at Davies Record Service are proud community supporters and available when you need them.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
They basketball out of a timeout. They're down 17. D-West on defense. In the lead, there's a baseline jumper, long 2, missed by Ava Wilson. Rebound, Madeline Wilson up straight away. That's off the front of the iron. Offensive board again, and the 3rd time is the charm as it's scored by Ava Wilson.
Was it Ava or was it Maggie that time?
It was Ava.
Was it?
Younger sister, I believe.
Younger
second
sister.
Field goal.
Okay, yep.
She's just a freshman, that Ava Wilson is, averaging 8 points tonight.
I've been giving the wrong points to the wrong player tonight.
I got you. U.S. may be holding for 1 shot here, up 15 at the end of the 3rd quarter. Down to 12 seconds to play in this stanza. Courtney Johnson checks the clock, back to Edie. Edie helping direct things on offense and defense.
Oh, good save by Edie.
Now she shoots a 3 as the clock expires, and it's short at the buzzer. And U.S. up 17 a moment ago. We'll take a 15-point lead into the 4th quarter. A full 1-minute timeout as you listen to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you in need of new tires or light mechanic work? Triple L Tire in Highland has you covered. From great deals on major brand tires to oil changes, brakes, struts, alignments, and detailing, they do it all. You'll drive safe and smooth after their unbeatable service. Call 444-TIRE. Open Monday through Friday. Triple L Tire is your one-stop shop for all your tire and auto needs, even semi-tires. That's Triple L Tire in Highland. Call to schedule now at 444-TIRE. Triple L Tire in Highland, where your car or truck always gets the VIP treatment.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
On to the fourth quarter we go. Donovan West 51, Chase County 36. Mustangs will get you the lineup here to begin the fourth quarter. Bell Smith, Brenda Eady, Courtney Johnson, Foster, and Emma Jo Weststein out there for Perry Smith's squad. Katie Johnson stays on the bench with four fouls. Here's Weststein trying to move around the near baseline. Ball tipped and stolen away. Tip turnovers on the
travel.
14 turnovers on Chase County. Aggie Peters back up top to Byer. West looking to set the tone here early in the fourth. They stretch that lead back out at the end of the third quarter. Off a screen, an open tray. Wilson up top, no. That was Ava. Madeline Wilson rebounds down low and has the follow around Weststein. Nope. 23 for Madeline Wilson.
Got the shot they wanted. No block out. Gave them an easy putback.
13-point game. Foster nearly lost the handle,
and
the ball is free. Foster now somehow gets it back. Double-teamed. Finds Weststein. Shot blocked, but a foul. Late whistle, first foul of the fourth quarter with 6:50 to go.
Boy, Donovan West really fortunate that time to get the ball back. Foster got bailed out. This is where they got to bear down and get shots they want. Time is on your favor here. You can't let them get easy buckets. You got to make them hit tough shots. You've got the ball. Weststein misses the first one.
She's still looking for her first point of the game. She's got a second free throw coming. Sabetha Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer with a great lineup of all the parts and tools you need. Visit our Napa store, Sabetha Auto Parts, presenting our lineup set here at the start of the fourth quarter. Free throw number two, good. And Weststein has her first point, and back in is Katie Johnson with four fouls. 6 points in the game for Katie. All those came in the first quarter. Had to set out much of the third.
And Amy Joe hasn't scored. She's got one, but played good defense there while Johnson was out and undersized against the taller Wilson.
Yeah, because the taller Wilson only had 5 points
exactly.
In that third quarter, including an and one. Here's a three by Byer. That missed everything. Edie's underneath for the rebound.
Got
she
Courtney
wants to
on
go.
The outside.
Courtney ahead of the pack. Edie didn't quite want to force it. Why not? Up 14 here. D.U.S. will be content to work a little clock in the basketball. Foster back out to Edie. D.U.S.
Oh
throws it
gosh.
Away. Miscommunication there across the court. Trying to get it to Bell Smith.
That's where you got to have somebody step up and say, they're in a 1-3-1 here. We've got the lead. We don't need to be forcing the ball where it doesn't need to go. That's that fine line you play with when you play fast. When you get down into these games, you still got to execute.
What Coach Perry Smith was telling his daughter, you got to be out further against that 1-3-1.
Exactly.
Move away on the perimeter. Here's a corner three for Chase County, missing short.
Yeah.
Offensive board up and a miss by Maggie Peters.
Yeah.
Rebound Madeline Wilson. She banks it home on the right side. Three tries, and Madeline Wilson has now scored 25. West needing defensive rebounds. Here's Courtney Johnson, who has 16 points to lead the Mustangs today. Bounce pass to Edie, thought about a three. Near side now to Katie Johnson.
Let's spread it here. So he keeps telling him, why are we getting in? Get out, spread out, make him chase. He's going to eventually have to go to man.
Against the 1-3-1, Johnson sends it back out to Smith. Bell bounces it to Edie, 5.5 minutes to go. Ball knocked free, stolen by Chase County in a foul. I guess it's on Smith. Trying to get it back, and that's going to be her fourth personal. So Smith joins Johnson, Katie, with four personal fouls. That's turnover number 12 against the Mustangs, who lead by a dozen with 5:27 to go.
What would this lead be if we were taking care of the ball here the last three possessions? We act like we're down 10 rather than being up 12.
Well, the other key factor, we talked about this in the Valley Heights game, but I bet you Chase County has at least 12 points on second or third chance opportunity.
Exactly.
So take care of it and get the defensive boards. Key for D. West, who leads 52-40. Long two, Reigns up top, missed it. Rebound tipped and saving it in. Nope, not quite. Good hustle play there, but Foster ran out of real estate.
Again, we're getting caught on the blockouts. We're not whipping our head around, and we're not establishing contact. So when the ball's hitting us, it's hitting us in the hands, and we're flipping the ball up in the air. And what's the 6'2 girl do? Goes and gets it and sticks it back in.
Timeout called. Chase County will talk. Clayton happy with the timeout, leaving him with just one remaining. 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. Donovan West, 52. Chase County, 40. We're back in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Barry Smith, not letting the girls sad. He again meets him out there on the court, has his words, and then lets assistant coaches Jim Leatherman and Kyra Johnson finish up things in the huddle. Bell Smith had some blood on her knee, but she's got tape wrapped on that. Chase County with the basketball out of the timeout. Only one remaining for them. They get it down low to Wilson. Kick out. Long shot. Phillips missing short. Off the front of the rim. Rebounded to D.U.S.
Good block out by Katie that time. Didn't even give Wilson a chance to get to the basket.
And no need for the Mustangs to force anything here. With under 5 minutes to go, they lead by 12. They've led between about 9 and 16. It feels like this entire second half.
And now the Bulldogs go man-to-man. They can't afford to play the zone anymore because Donovan West is going to pull it out. Got to take care of the ball.
Foster got her pocket picked, but then a travel on Chase County. We'll give it back to D. West as Foster had the ball stolen away, but D. West catching a break and getting it right back here on their offensive end. D. West led 22-11 at the end of one. They were still up 11 at halftime. The lead to a 15-point margin coming into this fourth quarter. Some foul trouble as they have Smith and Katie Johnson each with four personal
fouls. Oh, that was a double dribble. They missed that one.
She did, but then a throwaway anyway, so it's turnover D-West nonetheless. Up the court in transition, layup good right side, as that's by Lene Rain. She's got 7 points. 10-point game. Chase County not going away. Edie out to Katie Johnson, and now back near the timeline to Bell.
We need a good set right here to get us into something, a score. I'm going to go basic here. A KU set.
County starting to get a little momentum. Nice lob, Johnson. No backside help, and Katie Johnson scores. Great pass by Smith.
Just what we needed there to settle us down.
8 points now for
lock.
Katie Johnson in the travel against Chase County. I've got 16 turnovers on the Bulldogs here tonight.
Good
Most
call.
Most of those have been forced turnovers.
Exactly. And that was a great call that time. Coach Simpson, that we weren't in what we needed to be. This is an old standard. This has been ran by Gary Smith, Perry Smith, Justin Smith, Travis Smith, all the Smiths. I think it's a credit. You got to run it in order to get to the Christmas celebration.
Edie, a wide open three with ice in her veins. A big-time bucket and a 15-point Mustang lead.
Again, got it off the set.
Here's Ava Wilson back to the trailer. Around to the right side, Byer. Byer looking down low to Madeline Wilson. And she's able to score. Katie Johnson with four fouls. Couldn't quite muscle it up there. And it's 57-44 ball game. 27 for Madeline Wilson tonight. 27 of her team's 44. D-West up 13 with 3 minutes remaining. Edie's triple was her first of the night. Just the third one in this game by D-West. Johnson's shot partially blocked. D-West had Corey Johnson
trying
to get the rebound. And the possession arrow goes to Chase County. Yeah, good fight by the younger sophomore Johnson to get on the glass. And the U.S. will continue with full court pressure. Only one foul on each team so far here in this final frame.
Just again, just make them work. Make these young guards do the work. Don't let Wilson do the work. Good steal.
Courtney Johnson just stole it away. Another Chase County turnover.
Don't need it.
Now the pass to Smith, saved in right in front of her father, Terry. Going for a steal and deflected it as Beyer. It'll save U.S. basketball.
I apologize to everybody on the radio because you see these passes coming and you're like, don't throw that. We don't need it.
Well, I think listening at home, they can understand. They can feel your pain. They know by your...
By my tone, yes.
Yes, by your tone, what's going on. Don't even need to tell them. Courtney Johnson gets it over to Foster, now to Edie. Thought about pulling the trigger, but works some clock here. 2.5 minutes to go.
Exactly, don't need it.
Up 13 are the Mustangs, who have led from start of this game. Edie drives, missed it off the
good
window.
Rebound.
The board, fouled at Foster, and she'll shoot a pair.
And again, that was the right decision by Edie there. You ran the offense, you got it one side, and then you two-sided it, as Bill Self would say. We got a ball reversal. Then she penetrated and got the defense on their heels, and then you got guys scrambling in. You're able to get to the rebound that time, and Foster knocks down the first one.
She's got 10 points now in the game, Andy Foster. And, you know, D.U.S. has given up a lot of offensive rebounds, but they've got quite a few offensive boards themselves to kind of equalize that stat.
They have. They've done a good job, especially the younger ones that got to the – and when your guards can rebound, that makes it that much better for you.
Two big free throws by Andy Foster leading to a Donovan West timeout. The Mustangs are up 15. I don't think it's safe yet.
No. The way we're handling the ball sometimes, you'll make a coach get into broadcasting.
2:18 left to go in the fourth quarter. Donovan West, 59. Chase County, 44. Back in half a minute here on KNZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you here in Manhattan. Chase County basketball, but time becoming precious for the Bulldogs. We get it across half court. Now a wide open three. Reigns on the left wing. No good. Offensive board, Ava Wilson. And a foul on D. West. Don't think it's on Smith or Katie Johnson, who are both playing with four personals.
I believe it's on.
They played pretty good through foul trouble here in the second half.
Been smart with Johnson. Tough shot.
Missed there off the rim by Reigns. Rebounded by Foster, who slows it down into the half court with 2 minutes remaining. Still a 15-point Donovan West lead. Looking to knock off the third seed, Chase County, who only had three losses.
Layups and free throws.
Ball tipped away from Katie Johnson as Madeline Wilson got there to deflect it. 59-44. D-West led by double digits at the end of the first, the second, and the third quarter. Now trying to finish it here in the fourth and get a date with Pittsburgh Colgan's Panthers tomorrow night. Foster in the lane, out to Smith. Smith looking for help and hands it off to Edie. Down to a minute 40 to go, up by 15. Bounce pass over to Courtney Johnson, who leads the Mustangs with 16 points here tonight. One of five players with eight or more, and now the Mustangs turn it over. 15 turnovers.
Yep. Didn't need it. They had the cross pass to get it to her, but she was too late throwing the ball. Wilson was able to recover. Now time's such a factor. Bulldogs got to get something quick.
Here steal by Courtney Johnson. Great on-ball defense against Rain. Flips it to Beyer, goes around the screen, shoots the three, off to the right side, clinks the iron, and a foul against Chase County. That's foul number three, so they still got another one to give. And just 66 seconds left on the clock as the Bulldogs will come with some full-court pressure.
Man pressure here.
Katie Johnson will trigger it in. U.S. lines up four across the foul line. Courtney Johnson gets it to the middle of the court. Foster breaks the 10-second count. Look out from behind. Wolf coming. She picks it up. Away from the double team now to Edie, and we're under a minute to go. Courtney Johnson was wide open underneath. Now gets it, but dribbles it out on the left wing. Edie back up top with it. Chase County might be about ready to start waving the white flag as the clock goes under 45 seconds to go. The Mustangs made a magical run 2 years ago in Dodge City to win their school's first state championship. And now trying their 2A run here in Manhattan for the first time. Up 59-44 with 40 seconds remaining.
Pretty sure they're Chase County's calling it right there as they start to go to their bench.
Surely this game didn't cost you to lose as much hair as that run 2 years ago in Dodge City. Oh, those games were pretty tight.
I've been blamed for us not getting the sportsmanship award that time because I was the guy behind the bench who was supposedly too hard on his daughters.
Well, it's a good thing you're on the microphone tonight because I don't think the microphone, the broadcasters, they don't play a factor into the sportsmanship award.
Exactly.
So. Just don't talk politics or religion here on the radio, and you're all right.
I was told that by my wife. Those are my two hot subjects, so which that's basically cut down anything I could hardly talk about.
D-West clearing the bench. The five starters are coming out. The backups are coming in. The fans come to their feet, and the celebration is on in man happiness. D-West with win number 18 on the season. And a date with Pittsburgh Colgan tomorrow night at 8 p.m. So here at 2 a.m. Manhattan, we'll have the Valley Falls boys playing the first game of the day against Mound Ridge at 2 p.m. And the D-West Girls against Colgan in the last game tomorrow night at 8. Bell Smith free throw rolls off. Bell has scored 9, so she's looking to get double digits here with this second toss. 33 seconds remaining, 59-44. Can Smith get to 10? Shoots. Scores. 10 for Bell Smith. 11 for Andy Foster. 12 for Brenna Edie. 16 for Courtney Johnson. 8 for Katie Johnson. And the backups now will finish off and polish a victory leading by 16 in the final 30 seconds.
That kind of sets the tone of what your program's about when the young kids come off and they automatically go to pressure. And coach has to tell him, no, we're backing it off here. That's what your program's all about. When your young kids know, this is how we play.
Mustang pep section celebrating. Construction night was the theme. Final 15 seconds near steal. Great job on the deck. That's Reese McCauley, the freshman. Now another player on the deck. That's Lydia Keebler, the sophomore. Those players, as you mentioned, Dave, come in playing hard and aggressive. They don't care what the score is or how much time's left.
Exactly. That's what you've done. Your program's going up and running. That's what you expected. Playing hard shouldn't be something that people expect. It should be demanded.
Kennedy Buckley and Brooklyn Rawls also out there for the final seconds along with Jaden Owen. And D-West has done it. 60-44. The Mustangs moving on. Two more games this season. And into the final four with a semi-final date tomorrow night against Pitt Colgan. That one should be fantastic. You coming back?
I think I will be, if you'll have me.
You bet. 60-44, D-West girls win. Postgame coming up here on our Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Gosh, you might as well Friday, Kyle.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full-court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back. We're courtside at Bramlage Coliseum. Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson, now joined by Coach Perry Smith as the DU West girls defeat Chase County 60-44. Coach, it's got to feel good, but, man, that first quarter, your girls came out ready to play a 22-point first quarter, and just that tenacity in both offense and defense really set the tone, I felt like, tonight.
It did. It did, Justin. I was proud of how we came out. It looked like a team that hadn't been there in a while against a team that has been here, you know, kind of early. But to their credit, you know, the Wilson girl inside kind of got going, and what'd she have tonight?
27.
Good grief. She is a nice player and got us in some foul trouble and such inside there. But our kids fought hard and played with a lot of grit. And I was proud of them there that first quarter we got after it. But we really kind of got after it all game, I thought. We just, fourth quarter, I wasn't pleased with some turnovers. But otherwise, I thought we did a good job rebounding the ball, kind of kept neutralized the boards, and that was a concern going in.
You know, the other big thing was that we kind of waited for Chase County to make a run, but they never really did. I mean, they were down 26-21, I think, after an 8-0 run in that second quarter. But 5 points was as close as they got. Talk about your girls just stepping up, making big plays when they needed to really keep Chase County at arm's length where you didn't have to sweat it out down the stretch.
Yeah, to our credit. Again, you're going to hear me say this. We've seen this. We've seen these teams. I mean, I thought we were gritty. We were a little tougher maybe than them at some spots, and our schedule prepares us for this. And today it was that for sure. We're you guys see it. I mean, Coach knows for sure. He's got two daughters on the team. We're not the biggest. We got Katie that can battle with some bigs. But everybody else, we got 5'7" and under. When Katie gets in foul trouble, it's a problem for us. But to our credit tonight, I thought the other girls battled through that.
Yeah, five girls scored between 8 and 16 points. So, again, had tremendous balance. I don't know, Coach might want to ask you a question. I got one more question, though, is what do you go tell your team right now to make sure that they're not satisfied and come back here against Colgan tomorrow night just as strong?
Well, we'll talk about that, but – I'm going to, Justin, we've been here, you know, two right. years ago winning a state title. They know what it means. And that's the great thing for me because the first few years here, we would get here, we didn't know what it meant. Now we do. And those girls, I heard Brenna Eady when she stepped off the floor there at the end when got the JVers in, came forward, she yelled at, I think it was Bell and Courtney, we're not done. You guys understand, we're not done. And so that's where our program is, and it's exciting, and I'm proud of the young lady.
Awesome. You got a question, or are we letting Coach go?
Well, I think we were a little more surprised at Wilson, the aggressiveness of her, and how we didn't do it. And maybe, you know, the press really set the tone, and that's something we wanted, helped us get it out of the anxiety of it. But, you know, seeing Colgan for tomorrow night, how physical they weren't running anything special. What are we going to have to do to kind of take care of that?
Well, we're going to have to – their inside girls kind of scored tonight.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know, that is not common.
Right. The point guard.
Yeah, it's the point guard. I thought Valley Heights did a great job on her, but they just lacked a little bit inside to control the bigs. The other thing is our tempo is a little different. So we hope we can press and get them going a little bit. And if we can do that, I think we'll, hey, I, you know, we're going to go compete like crazy. And again, We've seen lead guard in our league, you know, from the girl at Centralia to Sevy Wirtz to, you know, I could go on and on and on. And we've seen them, so we'll be ready for that.
So, wins and losses really don't matter when you get to the state tournament, when you're out of the TVL. It just doesn't matter.
No.
It just don't matter.
Nope.
One win, two more to go.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
Perry Smith coming to join us courtside. Definitely appreciate that. As the head coach for DUS, sees team take the victory here in the season by a final score of 60-44. I think we need to slip in one more timeout. When we come back, we'll get you all the final statistics, and we'll wrap up this win and peek ahead to tomorrow as the DUS girls win at 60-44 over Chase County. They'll get Pick Hogan tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We'll be back to wrap up this broadcast to give you the final stats and numbers here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long-term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference. Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Final score, DUS girls 60 and Chase County 44. Big win for the Mustangs in their first year moving up to the 2A ranks here at the state tournament in Manhattan. They led from start to finish, and they get it done, winning the first quarter 22-11. Both teams had 12 in the second quarter, but a 17-13 third quarter helped DUS kind of balloon out the lead a little bit before they won the fourth quarter as well by a 9-8 margin. And appreciate Coach Perry Smith coming over and joining us here. Give you the girls' final offensive scoring numbers for DUS. How about this balance? Courtney Johnson had 16. Brenna Eady had 12. Andy Foster had 11. Belle Smith had 10. Katie Johnson had 8. And Emma Jo Wettstein had a free throw as well. And Kate Falk also made a basket. She had 2 points for the Mustangs in this win. So great balance. It takes a team effort. You know, Chase County had one great player and one great performer tonight, but the Mustang team was better than the star for the Bulldogs here in this game.
It's kind of been the story for them all year long, is having people that stepped up. You know, Andy didn't score any in the sub-state final. Tonight, big thing is, gets a double-double. 12 rebounds with 11 points.
For Foster?
Know, exactly, yep. For Foster. And didn't score in the sub-state final. Those are the things. And Emmy Jo Wettstein didn't score but 1 point, but yet played good defense when Katie got in foul trouble enough to keep the Wilson girl off the glass, limit her to just 5 points in the second quarter. When we were really struggling offensively, just like Coach said, you know, Edie had 6 turnovers, way too many for a senior. We got to do a little better job of that because Colgan's going to put a lot of pressure on us, and they're going to have the same type of size and size. We're undermatched every team we play.
but you got to play five guys playing one, and when you do that, you can be pretty good defensively.
Final scoring for Chase County, Madeline Wilson with 29. Officially, Lene Raines had 7, Ava Wilson 4, and Avery Beyer 4, and that is it, as Chase County ends her season with a record of 20 wins against 4 losses in their first state tournament appearance since 2017. We talked in the pregame, and we heard it in the postgame as well, Coach Perry Smith saying, our team has been here, you know, and I think that showed early on as DUS jumped to the early 16-8 lead, and as it turned out, would really never look back. You mentioned the turnovers, 18 for Chase County, 14 for Donovan West. Chase County shoots 35% from the field in this game. D West hits 45% of their shots, so they were a little bit more efficient from the field. They both teams kind of struggled from the three-point line a little bit. Chase County only made 1 3 in this game. Donovan West made 3 threes, as it turned out. And from the free throw line, the Mustangs go 65%. You mentioned that, Davis. Maybe something they had struggled a little bit, but 65% you'll take every day of the week, as they got to the line 20 times here tonight and only missed 6, 14 of 20, I believe, from the free throw line for Donovan West in the win. All these final numbers are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. See member of firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison in Holton, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Anything else jump out to you with the final stats officially here tonight, courtside?
And really, again, we talked about, you know, right at the start of the game, setting the tempo. Well, what was the tempo? That was the difference was 11 to 12 points, and that's where it stayed the rest of the game. They made a couple runs, but when you really got a team that wasn't used to the pressure, that just set the tone for the whole game, sped them up. Even though, like you said, they had a great individual performance by Madeline Wilson, it takes everybody, and you're probably going to see that tomorrow night. Another good lead guard. It'll be a little different. A lead guard in Davis that has the ball in her hands 90% of the time with some posts that are kind of the opposite of the way they want to play. But they're going to be up in you on defense, and we're going to have to take care of the ball. If we don't take care of the ball, we're probably not going to like the outcome. But this team's been there before. It's, you know, we face Valley Heights, puts pressure on you. Centralia puts pressure on you. Cook and Clyde puts pressure on you. Washington County puts pressure on you, especially in the half court. You know, the league's going to – you get into these points now, you know, it's all gravy from here.
60-44. Again, the final, D-West and Colgan tomorrow night, 8 p.m., right here on 103.9 KNZA. The other two girls still alive in the semis tomorrow will play at 4 p.m., and that'll be top seed Mound Ridge against Inman. We had a chance to watch all these teams today, and if they play well, they got a chance.
You bet.
They got as good a chance as anybody, I think, in the final four remaining. So tomorrow I'll be here in Manhattan. I'll have the Valley Falls boys at 2 p.m. against Mountain Ridge in that state semifinal. Again, to see our schedule, you can go to mscsports.net. We'll have Valley Falls tomorrow at 2 p.m. Also, the Centralia-Troy game tomorrow at 2 p.m. Then tomorrow night at 6, we'll have the Seaman girls and the Silver Lake girls playing. And then tomorrow night at 8, we'll have the Silver Lake boys, Axtell boys, and D-West girls. So those are the 8 teams that are still remaining. We have 7 games tomorrow because 2 of our locals, Troy and Centralia, play each other tomorrow afternoon. But that schedule will be up on mscsports.net. Player of the game, final thought. Hate to put it on you because you got, you know, players and girls on the team. But, you know, you can go with a lot of players when you have a team that has balance and you have 5 girls that score at least 8 points. You know, Andy Foster had a double-double. You mentioned her 12 rebounds tonight. Courtney Johnson leads the way offensively with 16 points. Edie had a few too many turnovers, but, man, that three she hit in the fourth quarter was pretty big.
Yep.
12 points, good job handling the ball and applying pressure to set the tone. Bell Smith and Katie Johnson both played through foul trouble. Neither one fouled out. They produced everything they could and did a good job underneath. So, man, I don't know. I guess I probably need to pick one.
You need to pick one. I can't do it because I'm too close to the situation.
Well, I'm going to say that the first quarter was the key to this game because D-West built an early lead, and they were able to maintain it the rest of the night. And in the first quarter, you had Katie Johnson with 6, Brenna Edie with 6. I'm going to go with Brenna Edie. She had 12 points. She hit that big three in the fourth quarter. She went 5 of 7 from the free throw line. And how many assists? 1 assist. How many steals? Just 1 steal? Seems like maybe there was more than that. Foster had 5 assists and 4 steals. Man, maybe it should have been her. 11 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. Randy Foster, she put the stat sheet up.
Yeah, she did do a nice job tonight. And again, that's what you got to have. And again, only 2 points, but Kate Falk coming in off the bench.
I mean, those are big minutes for not only a sophomore in their first state tournament. Those are things you're going to build on. And same way that McCauley came in and gave you a minute and a half. Those are things, again, those are little bits of bringing a player along that's going to help the team as Donovan West goes forward.
I'm going, after looking at these stats, I'm going Andy Foster. 10 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, and only 3 turnovers and only 1 foul. So
that's good.
She is our player to bank on. That's presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Again, the final D-West Girls 60, Chase County 44. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Captain Kurt back at the studios. And I'll be back with you tomorrow for 2 games here in Manhattan. The Valley Falls boys at 2 p.m. The D-West Girls tomorrow night at 8 against Pitt Colgan, and Dave Johnson will likely join me. It was fun. We did this, of course, for folks that don't remember. Dave and I did this for a few years, but it's been like a decade because you wanted to coach more basketball.
Yeah,
I brought you back out of broadcast retirement. We had a lot of fun tonight.
Exactly. Enjoyed it. It's always fun to sit over here and make all the decisions that are right instead of being on over to the sidelines. People don't realize when you're on the sideline, like your team's giving up stuff you've worked on, nobody's more exasperated than the coach. And it's tough when you've worked on something and it doesn't show. It's kind of like we always used to talk about, the game days are your test. And if you've prepared for it, you want to try and ace the test. Well, if you come out and aren't mentally prepared and you're not in fundamentally good positions and you're not running offense, very, very frustrating. But, you know, this time of season, these are memories that are going to last for a lifetime. The teams that I was fortunate enough to take at Baileyville and Donovan West and St. Joe Christian, didn't able to do it at Holton. But, you know, you get to these points and it's something these kids will remember. And, you know, I have kids now that have players that I coach now have kids that are playing. That really makes
you
feel old. Yeah, I am old. So a lot of fun today. I enjoyed it.
All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for us. Thanks so much for listening. Back with you tomorrow with a full schedule as we continue our road to glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.